Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I pray that that song really ministered to your soul, your mind, and your spirit. I pray that, hallelujah, Jesus, that you came here seeking to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray that God is truly doing a wonderful work in your life today, that you have something that you have on your mind that you can thank God for he is a great, awesome, mighty, and wonderful God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that there's something he's done in your life that you can say, Father God, I thank you. Lord, you woke me up this morning. I thank you. Lord, I didn't go through that accident that I saw on the expressway. I thank you. Father, you kept the enemy from destroying and from killing me and taking my life. Lord, I thank you. God, my child was untouched and unharmed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that man or that woman was trying to abduct them or take them, oh Lord, and do something wicked and evil to them. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. My mother, Father God, did not leave this earth, Father, but you granted her an additional 10 to 15 years of life. Lord, I thank you. There is something this morning that you can thank God for. Amen. Because truly he is worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. You healed my son. You healed my mother. You healed my daughter. You healed my body. Hallelujah. I am clothed and in my right mind. Lord God, I thank you. Even though they wanted to dig a pit in a ditch for me, Lord God, but you did not allow it to be so. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I know that there is something you can thank God for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know there is something you can thank God for. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. Praise the Lord. I thank God for how he protected and kept and is keeping you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God watches out and watches over us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, we're going to start, praise God, with prayer, and then we're going into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to have your way, Lord, asking you, Father God, Christ Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, to show up and do only that in which it is within your power to do, preach, teach, lead, guide, heal, deliver, set souls free under the anointing. You destroy and you break yokes, and hallelujah, Jesus, you make sure that the things that we have need of are given to us. For you said in your word, Lord, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, God, we came seeking a word. We came to hear your voice. We came to hear what thus saith the Lord. We came to be blessed by you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for how you're keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for how you're blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. We thank you, Lord, for not allowing our life to be taken and for giving us another day, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting and keeping our families and our children, our husbands, our wives, our sons, and our daughters. We thank you, oh Lord God, for everything that you do in our life, because you don't have to do it, but you do it because you love us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, Lord, let this word minister to the souls of your people, minister to the spirit of your people. Let this word, oh God, be a word of confirmation and consolation, oh God, and confirmation in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you for what you will do. It is in Jesus' name I thank you and I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. praise the Lord. I thank God for what he has done in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30 verses 1 through 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, God. Because, see, God places people in the right place at the right time for you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. God places people at the right place and at the right time for you. Amen. Because, see, God sees and knows the things that are about to happen in our life. And he goes, praise the Lord, into that place at that time to make sure that you are not hurt, praise God, the way that you would be had he not been in that place with you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He sends forth his people. He sends forth his angels. Glory be to God. So that you could have the help that you need when you need it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for doing so. I thank God for who he is and for what he does in the life of every one of his sons and daughters. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, it reads, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. Oh God, be with me, people of God. Ahinoam. Ahinoam. The Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Amen. And so I came to tell you this morning, man of God, woman of God, that there will be times where you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for what he shared with you. Amen. I thank God for what he has told you, and I thank God for what he did in is even now doing in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, there are times, praise God, when people, hallelujah, because of what is happening in their life, because of what is happening to their children, because of what is happening to their sons, their daughters, because of what is happening to their mother or their father, because of what is happening to their uncle, their aunt, their nieces, their nephew, because of what is happening to their husband or their wife, praise God. There are times when we are going through things, amen, where we want to take that out on other people, amen. We want to hurt them because we're hurting, amen. Glory be to God. We want to give them the pain that we're feeling, amen, because we feel like, glory be to God, a lot of times, even though people have not caused the pain or the hurt that is happening in our life, praise God, how many of us know we look for somebody to blame, and the person who we blame is usually the person who's the closest to you, or the one who's around you, or the one who comes around you, amen? Glory to God. And when you're in that place of hurt, or you're in that place of pain, praise God, people usually lash out because they're hurting, because they're in pain, because we have not yet healed from that hurt, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. I like that, Holy Spirit. We have not healed from that hurt. Amen. And because we have not healed from the hurt, when people come into contact with us, we usually, hallelujah, we usually attack them because of the attack that has come upon us. Amen. Glory be to God. But God is saying, praise God, right now to you, Praise the Lord. I know he hurt you. I know she hurt you. I know that, praise the Lord, I know that they did it, amen, intentionally, yet unintentionally. Amen. And I know you may say, well, woman of God, how can they do it intentionally, yet unintentionally? Yes, they did mean to hurt you, praise God, intentionally, but they did that unintentionally. Praise God. See, they really want to lash out at the person who really hurt them. They really want to, praise God. You know how it is when you feel like someone, hallelujah, has done you harm, but you don't want to either one of the two things have happened. You don't want to cause pain to that person who hurt you, or, hallelujah, you are not in a position to cause that person who hurt you the pain that you're feeling. Amen. And what am I saying when I say you're not in that position? Praise God. It may be your husband who's done it to you. It may be your wife who's done it to you. And you feel that, you know what? I don't want to hurt her or hurt him the way that they've hurt me, yet I'm hurting, so someone has to feel my pain. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Or you are afraid, amen, to cause the pain that that person has caused you, and so you lash out at the person who you feel, amen, is not going to lash back out on you. Amen? Glory be to God. And I'm not saying you in general, praise God, but what I am saying is people, when they're hurting, hurt other people. And no, it's not right, but it is the truth. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we usually, praise God, will do something to someone who has not done something to us. That person didn't cause you any hurt. That person didn't cause you any pain. That person is good to you. That person is kind to you. The person, you know, always has something good to say to you, praise God, or about you, praise God. But even though, amen, they are being good towards you, because you are hurting, you lash out. Amen. And you attack someone who has not placed an attack on you. Glory be to God. And so a lot of us feel that pain. A lot of us have felt that wrath. And we say, God, why is this person hurting me? Why are they doing this to me? I haven't done anything to them. I have done nothing but be nice or be good to them. I've been trying to do what you told me to do and follow your word and be obedient unto your word. But this person is hurting me. This person is causing me pain. This person is making me feel like I'm in, praise God, if you can go with me in your mind to the place where they crush the cars. Amen. And that metal is crushing the glass and breaking the windows and breaking the windshields and hallelujah, breaking the doors and breaking the trunk and breaking the seats and breaking the steering wheel and the steering column and glory to God, crushing the engine, and it's breaking apart every piece of that car, smushing it all down. Amen. And so when people do things to us that hurt us, it makes us feel like we're being pressed down. It makes us feel like we're being crushed. We're being broken. We're being bruised. Aha, Jesus. We are being hurt for no reason. Amen. Hallelujah. And even though we haven't done things to people who hurt us, someone has done something to them. Hallelujah. It may not have been us. Glory be to God, but we're feeling the heat or we're feeling the weight or the pressure of what someone else has done to them. Or we're feeling the weight or the pressure of what someone else has done to them that they are not willing, amen, to try to give back to that person. And am I saying that you're supposed to do evil for evil? No, the Bible tells us to do good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But what I am saying to you is this. A lot of times when people are in hurt or they're in pain, they want to retaliate. Amen. And that does not always mean that they want to physically do what has been done to them. It simply means, you know what, I might want to say, that wasn't right. I don't like what you did. You're hurting me. You're not making me feel good. You're making me feel down or depressed or whatever it is. But instead of having that conversation with them or spending that time with them to let them know you go do something to someone else, amen, or the person who's doing something to you, amen, is doing it to you because they don't want to do it to the person who did it to them, amen. They're taking it out on you because they don't want to take it out on them, amen. Hallelujah. And so God is saying to us in those times, you have to encourage yourself. When people are against you and not for you. You have to encourage yourself. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. When people are grieving and they're grieved, amen, in their soul because of what they're going through, because of what they've been through, and they lash out on you and they want to do harm to you, and they may do you harm emotionally. They may do you harm physically. They may do you harm verbally. And a lot of people say, praise God, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I beg to differ, praise God. Words that have been spoken over your life have hurt you even until today, amen. How many of us can remember something that somebody said back when we were children that is affecting your life as an adult, amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you can remember a boyfriend or a girlfriend that you had, hallelujah, Jesus, that said something to you, spoke something into your spirit, amen, that caused you hurt and pain, and you're still feeling the effect, the after effects of what they said to you 5 years later, 10 years later, 2 years later, amen? Glory to God. So that's not true that words don't hurt. Words do hurt. That's why the Bible tells us, in Proverbs 18:21, I believe it is, speak life. For life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So we have to understand that we're either speaking life or speaking death over our life or the life of somebody else. The words that you speak, amen, are either helping or hurting somebody or helping or hurting yourself, amen. So God wants us to understand that our words have power and our words have purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Absolutely right, woman of God. It is a vain saying that words don't hurt. You are absolutely right. Words do hurt. When somebody said, good job, when you were a child and you were in school and the teacher said, good job, that made you feel good. Amen? Hallelujah. When they wrote on your paper, excellent, that made you feel good. When your mother or your father said, I'm proud of you, that made you feel good. Good, hallelujah. But when that person said, hallelujah, you're nothing. You're never going to be anything. You're never going to do anything. You're stupid. You're dirty. You're ugly. You're nasty. Amen? You're not tall enough. You're not short enough. You're not, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not the right complexion. You don't have the right eye color. You don't have the right hair texture. Amen. Your hair is nappy instead of straight. Your hair is curly instead of being straight. Amen, hallelujah. Or you want straight hair. Glory to God. You don't wear the right clothes. You don't live in the right house. You don't come from the right family. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The words that people say to you do hurt. Amen. You're working at Burger King or you're working at McDonald's and they come in and they say, oh my God, look at her back there with her measly little minimum wage job. Thinking she's doing something back here. Look at her. Good morning. Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you? You can get me a burger. That's what you can do. Don't sit there and say that would not hurt you. Those very words hurt you, because you know what? You may have come in to that job that day feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your job, feeling good, amen, about where you are, and then you had somebody step into your world and turn it upside down, amen, by the very words that they said out of their mouth, amen. But we're going to stand together today and encourage ourselves like David encouraged himself when he found himself in a situation that he had no idea was about to take place, when he found himself surrounded by people who wanted to hurt him, amen, because of what was happening to them. David had to encourage himself, amen, glory to God. And so you and I are going to have to encourage ourselves, amen, praise God, when we feel hurt. When people are attacking us, when people are coming up against us, and we feel like, where is this coming from? Why is this happening? I don't understand this. I haven't done anything to them. I understand that they're in hurt, or they may be in pain, but why are they giving it to me? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But so God is saying to us today, in those times, when you feel hurt the most, when you feel betrayed the most, when you feel like you're alone and they're not on your side, they're not standing with you, they're standing against you, amen, you have to encourage yourself as David did. Amen. You have to go to God and say, God, help me, heal me, keep me. God, do not allow me to hold and harbor offense and be in bitterness. God, do not allow me to not walk in love or to not love them. God, do not allow me to hate them. Do not allow me to want to take revenge or avenge myself on them, Lord God. But God, please help them. Please heal them. Please bless them. Please increase them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you know what? It is as much about what they're doing to you as much as it is about what you're doing to yourself, amen, praise God, and what you are thinking or feeling should happen to them. Because, see, God wants to know how we can handle what we're up against. When they're hurting us, amen, do we think it is okay for someone to hurt them? When they're speaking evil to us or against us, is it okay for somebody to speak evil to them or against them? How do we feel about what's happening to them who hurt us? Amen? Because God wants us to know. He wants us to be in a place where we love them, in a place where we want nothing but the best for them, in a place where we'll be good to them even when they have been, praise God, hurtful towards us, amen. And so today I just wanted to encourage you and thank you, amen, for standing with me today. Thank you for hearing, amen, what God is saying to us, amen, because a lot of the times it's not us who have done things to people. There's other people who did things to people, and they're expressing their anger, their hurt, their pain, and their frustrations out on us. They're taking it out on us, though we have not done anything to them. And it's because of what they've been through. It's because of what someone has done to them. So God is giving us an understanding this morning and saying, still bless them, still be good to them, still love them and love on them, and know that I will reward you for what you're doing and for what you've been through. Amen? Glory to God. So I want to thank each and every one of you this morning for joining me. I hope and pray you got something out of what I said today, something out of what God is saying to us. Amen? Because God is even ministering to me through this word. Amen? Hallelujah. We all need healing. We've all been hurt. We've all been abused mentally, emotionally, verbally, physically. Hallelujah. Some people sexually. Amen? And so we all need God to heal us. We all need God to help us. We all need God to work on us and to bring us back to a place of love, bring us back to a place of kindness and compassion, and bring us to a place where, you know what, God, I don't want my brother or my sister hurting even though they've hurt me. Amen. I don't want to cause him or her any pain even though they've caused me pain. I want you to bless them. I want you to help them, and I want you to do good for them and in their life. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for all of you. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And I pray that God will continue to keep you, continue to encourage you, continue to edify and uplift you. Amen. Each and every day of your life. I want to pray over you before we leave each other. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for what you're doing in the life of every son and every daughter. I thank you, Lord God, for being first, the Alpha and the Omega, for being God. I thank you, Lord, for protecting and keeping your people. I thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to die on Calvary, to shed his blood, to be our atonement and the sacrificial lamb. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come back into fellowship and be in that right standing and relationship with you because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for watching over your people. I thank you, Lord God, for continuing to work on us, amen, for continuing to cleanse and clean us up, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for just being an awesome father in the lives of all of your sons and your daughters. It is in Jesus' name I thank you, and I ask you to continue to bless and increase and keep your people. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, I ask, and I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed, people of God. We will speak again, but until then, know that Jesus loves you. He died for you. God loves you. He sent Jesus to die for you. And the Holy Spirit loves you. Amen. Because he's going to teach you, guide you, and lead you into all truth. Be blessed. Bye-bye.